Well, as I mentioned, this time of year tends to be kind of extreme. Either you are so busy and you're trying to get so much accomplished in the next few weeks, or things are really slow and everybody just sort of sits around and talks about things they like to hear on KUMD and just kind of doodles around and waits for the holidays to approach. Annie Dugan joins us this morning. She says, no, you don't need to doodle around. You can go and look at art. Good morning, Sunshine.
Good morning, Lisa. You can look at art in either of those two categories, because for those of you who are running around and crazed and trying to, I don't know, shop and decorate, et cetera, we have all of your art and gift needs taken care of at the Handmade Holiday Market this Saturday at the Duluth Pottery and the Duluth Folk School. They are highlighting makers in our community. And so Karen Kramer, who just opened Duluth Pottery, and the Folk School, who just opened this year as well, are really celebrating what they're all about, which is making handmade functional ware in a really fabulous way. So there's 30 artisans between the two spots. The two spots are really easily located across the street from each other, basically, hop, skip, and a jump about that. At Karen Kramer's, certainly she'll have some of her work. She is a ceramic artist in the community that is perfect for this time of year because Karen's work is about a lot of things. It's about the way a pot feels in your hand, that wonderful heavy weight, that balance, I should say. It's not heavy, it's balanced. But then what's really great about it is the color. She really understands color, the rich life that we all have in the Northland. So there's lots of just luscious vegetables. There's bees. It's just fun. There's just joy in it. So I love that she's playing host to 30 other artisans. At the Duluth Folk School, there are some phenomenal artists that are working in wood. One artist that we don't see a lot that I'm super excited that he'll have his work out is Dave Hanlon. Dave has done a series of spoons. He's hand-carved these spoons, and then the finish on them is what I think is really special as well. And he is going to have them all out on display. This is sort of like your one shot only to see Dave Hanlon's works, because he comes out now and again, and this is one of those opportunities.
Is he kind of like a groundhog?
Well, maybe.
He comes out, he looks for his shadow, and he makes his decision whether or not to go back. And just
an
work.
Early spring, exactly. Usually it's going back and working. Gloran Design is also works in wood, and they're amazing paddles. So they're and when I say paddles, I mean like canoe paddles, not like dough paddles. But I mean, maybe they make those too. But these canoe paddles, they are like they're taking wood and making it like water. I mean, it really is this fascinating connection between what is a functional piece. And I think that's what's really great about Dave's work as well, is that here he's working in both the paddles and the spoons are functional pieces. So how do you balance that? You know, there's been tomes and tomes and tomes written about how you balance craft and functionality and artisan work. And I think all of the artists at this market are expressing that in some way. And I think Hanlon's work and Gord Design work are two that really show that. One last artist that I want to highlight at the Handmade Holiday Market is Reggie Asplund with Prestonord. And Reggie is a printmaking enthusiast and has sort of stumbled across this by founding a printing press in his basement and has just gone whole hog into it in a really wonderful way. So if you love paper and you love just the feel of things, which, you know, again, you know, that feel of wood, that feel of paper, Reggie is working in that medium. So those are a few to see on Saturday. Tuesday, you know, kind of getting you into the week at Barker's Island, the St. Louis St. Louis River Alliance is putting on, has put on a photo contest for St. Louis River. And this is the celebration of that photo contest. So there'll be all these amazing photographs of the St. Louis River. I love that they've mixed art with what they're doing environmentally with the river. They've done just a tremendous job with St. Louis River cleanup, and this is sort of a way to highlight their areas of concern, but also celebrate what they have done. And I think it shows the fact that artwork can really be this catalyst and this entry point for a lot of people into different areas in our lives of issues and areas in our life. So it's sort of shining a light on what the amazing work that St. Louis River Alliance has done. That'll be Tuesday from 4:30 to 6:30 at Barker's Island. And all of their different partners will be there to talk as well. And then Friday, Saltless Sea Cinema is a project by Alan Killian Moore. He does this on a semi-regular basis, where he's really looking at the art and avant-garde of film and filmmaking and sort of that gray zone that exists between visual arts and, the typical commercial cinema. And he's definitely in the margins there. And so this one on Friday from 8 to 10, the theme of the evening is flickerings, because he will have original 16mm film. It's really great when you can actually see film in the film format. And he'll have short films in 16mm as well as films that were done in 16mm converted over to video. He'll also have a live score, which is always really fun to see live score work. He's going to announce the film when you show up of what exactly you'll be watching, but his ensemble will be playing along with it. And then the month of December, Lisa, I've been highlighting books, art books, and this one I want to highlight is Chris Ware's Monograph. Chris Ware is... he is a comic book artist, which, a lot of people will say, well, I can turn the radio off now. But he has also been in the Whitney Biennial. Chris Ware's work is like the James Joyce of comic books. He looks at social isolation, emotional torment, depression, some really dark human stuff, but he does it in such a clear, crisp, fascinating way. I mean, it's like you're looking at typography, but in drawing form. He mines all of this really fascinating 1920s design work, infographics, think like dioramas in two-dimensional form. So he's able to tell these really intricate stories in a visual means. And the Monograph is just an amazing celebration of that. It's a retrospective, basically, of the amazing work that he's done. If you've seen some New Yorker covers that he's done, I don't know how many, but quite a few. And he's really Jimmy Corrigan's Smartest Kid on Earth is one of the greatest comic books ever. And it shows sort of the making of that in the Monograph book. So that is my recommendation for this week, and we will talk to you next week.
Sounds like a plan, Stan. Thanks so much for joining us, Annie.
Thanks, Lisa.
Annie Dugan is an art instructor at the College of St. Scholastica and joins us every Monday as our host for Where's Art here on 103.3 KUMD.